USA Radio News.
Beloved actress, comedian, and American icon Betty White has died just weeks before her 100th birthday. According to TMZ, White passed away at her home just before 9:30 a.m. on Friday. A trailblazer and pioneer in media, Betty White had the longest-running career for any woman in TV prior to her death, starring in multiple shows over the past 8 decades, starting back in 1939. New laws are taking effect across the country on Saturday, the first day of 2022. Those new laws range from minimum wage increases to animal protection. Police accountability, along with cutting and increasing taxes, are also in the mix. In New Hampshire, new abortion restrictions will be in place. Police reform measures will go into effect in Illinois, Oregon, and North Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Thank you.
That's just a few of the Track Grabber owners saying thank you. Track Grabber is a unique and simple tool to add extreme traction to your car or truck when you need it. The Track Grabber patented extreme traction kit includes a mounting strap and traction blocks tough enough to lift you out of almost anywhere. Track Grabber Extreme Traction has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Department of Justice, the South Dakota Highway Patrol, and many more. Now, they're available to you. Be the hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. All the details are at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. That's trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off. Flights are limited. Trackgrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR.
Former Mickey Mouse Club actor Tiffany Hale is dead at the age of 46.
Former Mickey Mouse Club star Tiffany Hale died on Christmas Day. She was 46 years old. Hale suffered from cardiac arrest earlier this month and was in a coma for several weeks. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Novavax Inc. said it filed data Friday with the Food and Drug Administration to support clearance of its long-anticipated COVID-19 vaccine, a different kind of shot than current U.S. options. Novavax said the data package is the last requirement before the company formally submits its emergency use application next month to become the fourth U.S. COVID-19 vaccine. The announcement comes shortly after the European Commission and World Health Organization cleared use of the Maryland-based company's two-dose shot. The world's population is projected to be 7.8 billion people on New Year's Day, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Most students in Michigan's Oxford School District will head back to classrooms on Monday after a lost month of learning. All buildings will reopen except the high school. That's where a 15-year-old student opened fire on November 30th and killed four teens. Superintendent Tim Throne addressed parents in an online video describing the January 3rd reopenings as the next, quote, steps in our community's journey toward healing. A zoo tiger is shot during an attack in Florida.
A sheriff's deputy was forced to shoot a Malayan tiger at a zoo in Florida after it grabbed a hold of a man's arm and wouldn't let go. Authorities said the man was working at the Naples Zoo at Caribbean Gardens for a cleaning service when he put his arm through the fence to pet the tiger. The 4-year-old male tiger named Echo bit into his arm. The first deputy to arrive at the scene tried to get the animal to let go. When it didn't, he shot the tiger, who ultimately died of the gunshot wounds. The zoo was then closed to the public. The man was hospitalized for severe bite injuries to his arm. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The state of New York said it will prioritize non-white people in the distribution of COVID-19 treatments in short supply. New York's Department of Health released a document detailing its plan to distribute treatments like monoclonal antibodies and antiviral pills. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.